Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Heath and he is out, McKay applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. McKay scores. Picciolo moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Trout. Picciolo scores. Henderson moves to third. Murphy moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Henderson scores. Murphy scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almon scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Jeff Jones now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Lozinski moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Mickey Klutz. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing second base. Dave McKay now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Leo Sutherland pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. Sutherland moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines scores. Sutherland moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dave Beard now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-5, Athletics. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive towards the mound. Beard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.